Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed
and Tropical Sky.
Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond.
Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.
Sarah Slattery is in with us. She is the travel expert, and there are still deals to be had, Sarah, even at this time.
That's right, I know, Trina. Would you have thought now I'd be saying that there'd be bargains in July?
You'd never think of it.
A couple of months ago. No, I know. I feel like, can we just delete all those things I said back in January? But look, even Michael O'Leary was caught by surprise. If he's caught by surprise, you're like, you know, what hope have we got? He came out and said that he basically thought that expected the prices to be higher, expected to be more demand. And it's not just in Ireland, it's around Europe. People who subscribe to Ryanair might have seen, you know, in their inboxes there, all these flash sales. Like every week there's another flash sale. And what's unusual about them is that they're in July and August as well. Well, July anyway, usually they'd be kind of off peak dates. So, yeah, if you haven't booked your holiday yet, there's definitely some bargains still around.
Brilliant, brilliant. Have you seen any in particular?
In fairness, it's probably more the airfares than the accommodation. So accommodation is still pricey enough. I suppose it will be depending on where you go. Obviously, if you pick the peak resorts, you will find it hard to get that nice two-bedroom apartment near the beach in the Algarve. Or, you know. But if you're happy enough to kind of go off a little bit further out, maybe get a car, spend the outskirts, you really could do well. The flights to Portugal, right through, well, like a few dates in July, 123 from Dublin, 128 from Cork, 144 from Shannon, 140 from Knock, like return. Palma is the same, Majorca, you know, these popular family destinations, 118 from Shannon, 139 from Cork, 144 from Knock, really 111 from Dublin, like really good deals in July for airfares. They would have been at least double that a few months ago.
Wow, wow. So sometimes waiting till the last minute is worthwhile. Well, this year it is anyway.
Normally it wouldn't be in July, but certainly this year it might just may well be.
There might be a few people getting in a second holiday as a result of that.
Yeah,
Sarah, tell me about this MPC app. What is this?
Yeah, this is a new app that's been set up to help people who are going to the States. As you know, there's so many different flights to the States now, and I know we're giving away more tickets from Shannon to Chicago today. So probably a good one to talk about. It's the Mobile Passport Control app, MPC, and it's launched in Shannon and Dublin Airport. And it's, you know, when you go through customs, after you've gone through security and you're going to the States and you want to clear your customs beforehand and you have to queue up, if you download this app and fill in your details, upload your picture, actually even when you get to the airport while you're standing in the security queue, or do it before you arrive, it just means that when you get to the desk, you don't have that fear. You know that always that fear that the Americans, the customs officers give you. You nearly think you're not going to be let in for something you did about 100 years ago.
What did you do, Sarah?
You know, they always have this kind of surly look and you think they're going to stop you or something. So this MPC app, it speeds up the process, it gets you through quicker, and it's very easy. I downloaded it myself the last time I was traveling. It's very quick and easy to use. So I would recommend anyone going stateside to do it.
Now, there's been a change to DFA. Tell me what DFA is.
Yeah, so the Department of Foreign Affairs website that people would have known for years, particularly during COVID, it was kind of the go-to place. It's changed now. It's Ireland.ie website. So if you have to check out, I know like small little things, like I know there's been a lot of people talking about whooping cough in Europe, the increases, or just different issues with, you know, over-tourism and protests and different things in different cities. So if you are concerned about anything, if you want to double check whether your passport needs to be valid for 6 months or to the destination you're going to, or, you know, particularly if you're going outside Europe and you want to find out if there anything that you need to know about, look at the Ireland.ie website and put in the country, the place you're going to, and you will see all the latest information there.
Sarah, do you know offhand if the passport office, if things are running to schedule at the moment? Because for a long time, there was a big backlog for passports.
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't heard, which is usually a good sign, you know. As soon as there's any problem, you usually hear about them. Mm. I mean, people are always saying, make sure you renew your passport in plenty of time. But I would imagine at this stage, unless you meet queue now, run to the place and make sure it's valid. But usually at this stage, if there was any issues, you'd hear about them, and I haven't, so I can only assume it's all good.
The thing that we all do as well, we wait until the night before we're going on holiday to find the passports. So many of us, we don't even look at the date. So just be extra, extra cautious just in case. I'd hate that to happen. You know, you've no passport on the day of the holiday.
I know, especially for kids because they don't have the 10-year passport. So you kind of forget, you know, how fast they go, you know, and how long it's been. There is a little handy reminder you can do. I think it actually might be with Onpuss, but you can put in the date, expiry date of your passport and you'll receive a reminder email 3 months before your passport is due to expire. So even if you're 2 years away and you don't want to think about it, use that passport reminder service. If you just Google it, it should come up, and it's a handy one to do, so you know at least you'll get that email 3 months before.
Very good. Yeah, that is handy. Now, Sarah, talk to me about insurance and whether it is worth getting insurance for your holidays.
Well, I always say it's worth getting insurance, 100%. We do have the EHIC card, which covers you in public hospitals when you're abroad, but that's all it covers. It doesn't cover for any other travel disruption. It doesn't cover you if you're in a private, if you need private medical assistance, if you need to get like air ambulances home or anything like that. So insurance is absolutely vital. It's the cheapest part of your holiday. I would say don't leave home without it. But just, you want to check what your insurance covers because every policy is different. Some, you know, will have exclusions, particularly if you have pre-existing illnesses. And then there's been a lot happening with strikes. You only saw yesterday the strike for Beauvais. A lot of people were stranded in Paris, Disneyland Paris, because flights that were due to leave from Beauvais had to be cancelled. 100 flights were cancelled due to air traffic control in France. So things like that can still happen, whether these strikes, some of them are threatened and some don't go ahead, but some still do. So there's a thing called travel disruption cover, okay, which you can add on to your insurance. It's about €17 extra per person. So if you think, particularly if, you know, it's fine if you just have a flight and the airline will have to get you on the next flight or will have to, you know, sort you out if there is an issue like that. But if you've paid for really expensive accommodation or you've big concert tickets, the airline, if there's a strike, they won't cover any of that, you know. So travel disruption might be worth having just to check whether it can be certainly something useful to add on to your policy.
Okay. Now, you're a big fan of pre-booking attractions because you reckon they're cheaper that way, Sarah?
Yeah, well, I mean, we hear all the stories about over-tourism and crowds and various destinations. The busy places are getting busier all the time. So definitely, if there's something you really, really want to see, pre-book the attractions. I always do it. Most of them, like the Viator, Get Your Guide, like you can usually cancel 24 hours or 48 hours in advance. Anyway, so you've really nothing to lose. You know, you can book without a deposit and then the money will come off your card so many hours in advance. So you do have that choice, that option, but at least you have something booked. I also think as well, our lives are so busy that when we get to that sun lounger, you just stay there. You get really lazy, you know, you have your cocktails and you're sitting by the pool. So if you don't have something pre-booked, you're less likely to actually do it. And you'll come home and you'll go, oh, I should have done that or I should have done that. So I would say always book attractions, book a tour, or try and do something that you can't do at home, whether it's a boat trip or a, you know, a paraglide or whatever it is. But just check the different, the top things to do and book them, because they'll be the things you'll remember when you get home in years to come, not necessarily sitting at the pool of that holiday. It'll be the thing you did when you were there.
Now, the transfers are a big thing, a big part of anyone's holiday that is sometimes we kind of overlook. We forget all about that and the expense of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always say when you're booking to compare, you know, what's included and what's not. But with transfers, it is something. I mean, I've been going away this Saturday myself and I haven't even booked a transfer yet, so I need to practice what I preach. But it's important that you check even the prices. You hear these taxi scams and people getting ripped off and stuff like that. So even, I mean, ideally pre-book your transfer. But if you know you're going to get a taxi, at least find out, Google it before you go. Average price from, you know, Rome Airport to the city centre is whatever, €40. So when you hop in a taxi and somebody tries to charge you 60, 70, you know straight away, well, actually, there's something wrong here. So find out exactly how much, what the average price is, and pre-book it if you can. Very, very relaxing having, walking out the airport and having somebody standing there with your sign. Sometimes they're the same price as the taxis anyway, you know, and it's just peace of mind. It's just the convenience of it. And you'll know you might have your car seats in there and things like that. So it can be worth pre-booking in advance. But if you're not, at least find out the prices so you know you won't be ripped off in your eye.
The last time we were away, actually, I think I was telling you, Sarah, we were away with three other families and we were just going into the town one of the days. So we got got taxis, but we were all going at the same time. All of us were charged a different amount in the taxis. Yeah. We were like, how much do you pay? I think they just chance their arm sometimes, don't they, when they see tourists coming.
Absolutely. You know, we have to just hop in and just say where we want to go, and instead of saying, how much is it here? You know, some places like Rome are kind of renowned for being having taxis that scam you. It's happened to me in Rome, even though I knew in advance that it was like that. And then others have set rates. So, you know, you'll hop in a taxi from JFK and it's a set $40 or $50 price to Manhattan. And you know, that's what it is and you can't be charged anymore. So yeah, it's different from place to place, but just be aware of the prices. And if you can, I'd say, I'm always in favour of pre-booking as much as you can. It just takes a lot of stress and hassle out of it.
Now, baggage allowances. You are a great woman for travelling light. You'll normally see me at the airport around the weighing scales, emptying stuff out of a case, weighing it again, starting again. What are your tips? What are the baggage allowances?
Yeah, they just change so much, and they've probably changed since the last time people have travelled. So, I mean, one of the big things is Aer Lingus give you the 10 kilos free to check in now. So that's just gold. Like, you can get your whatever sun creams, you don't have to worry about 100 mils or any of that, in the bag, check it in, don't have to think about it. They'll actually charge you to bring the bag on board now. So always try, and the ideal situation is have one of those lightweight little backpack and your 10 kilo and off you go. If you're going to a sun holiday destination, you probably shouldn't need a 20 kilo bag. You should get away with 10 kilos if you have proper cases that are light enough. I always say for kids, once they're old enough to wheel their own, get rid of those trunkies and get them a proper case and off you go. But if you are checking in a 20 kilo case, just go on, double check the allowances, because they're changing all the time. Even just last week, Aer Lingus changed their cabin baggage allowance insofar as they used to get priority boarding if you were bringing a bag on board. You now only get it if you're an Avios customer or a business customer. Even things like that, small little things change. So just before the drama of the night before, go on, before you start to pack your case, double check what the allowances are, what you have included in your ticket, and don't be like that person like you at the airport. Yeah.
Scales now for your suitcases? Like, I think using the normal bathroom scales doesn't seem to really work.
Well, yeah, I have one of the little portable ones. You get them on Amazon for €7 or €8, and it's great because you can bring them with you. So if you shop when you're there, you can measure your case on the way back. I find you usually, and I don't quote me on this, but you usually get like away with 10.9 or 10. Once it doesn't go over the 11, you usually are okay.
Yeah.
And the same 20.8 or 20.9. Once it goes to a kilo more, they charge you per kilo. But it's great having those little tiny handy scales. They're like less than a tenner, I think, and you get them on Amazon, little portable ones. Yeah.
Definitely need to get one of them, because it's every time we go away, there I am with my knickers out in the middle of the departures hall. And Sarah, how do you manage that? You know, when you travel a lot, and obviously a lot of the time you don't check in a bag, you travel light. How do you manage with the liquids and all that?
I know, to be fair, I usually check in a bag.
Like,
I usually do the free. If not, it depends. Well, Aer Lingus, the 10 kilo, I'll always have to check that in because it's free anyway. But I would usually check in a bag. But what I like to do is try and do if I'm going with Ryanair, take the 10 kilo bag and then have the Ryanair cabin bag, which is actually huge. I've talked about that before. The one, again, you get on Amazon for 20 something euro. Mm. There's loads between the two of them. And it depends on where you're going and what airline you're going to and the time of year and everything. But I try and not go over that, but it doesn't always happen. Mm. But no, I would usually have a checked in bag of some description. Yeah.
I did feel when we were on holidays there at the start of May, I was like, why did I bring all the sun creams and everything? Because there was just millions of shops around where we were that I could have bought all the stuff when I got there. I always seem to do it, and I don't trust that they'll have decent shampoo and conditioner and all. Stupid.
The other thing you can click and collect in the airport in booths.
Yeah.
So you can order, and then when you've got through security, pick it up.
Yeah.
That's the other thing you can do if you want to. Yeah.
That is a good idea, instead of just buying it in Boots in the shopping centre and then the same.
Yeah.
Now, finally, tell me all about the frequent flyers.
You always hear people with their air miles travelling around the world. And over the last few years, we've got better of it in Ireland now. More and more people are doing it. But it still amazes me when I talk to people how many just haven't joined Air Club, like the Aer Lingus Air Club. I mean, obviously, you get points if you travel. But some of the main advantages, you get points like when you shop shop online via their e-store, and any of the big shops like Marks and Spencer's, Nike, whatever, you'll get points. Kildare Village at the moment have double points or triple points. So join the frequent flyer clubs. You'll be surprised how quick the points build up. Most of my points that I've got are not from flying at all. They're probably from shopping. Definitely, I would say, before you're going anywhere, get in there, get joined, start taking advantage of your Avios. Like, Avios are with Qatar Airways, with British Airways, lots of airlines now, yeah, not just Aer Lingus, you know.
Okay, now we would like to give away some more returned flights with thanks to Shannon Airport and tropicalsky.ie. Where are we heading to today, Sarah?
We're going to Chicago with United Airlines from Shannon. Two flights to Chicago we're giving away today. Just amazing prizes, aren't they?
Yeah, they're unbelievable. So tell me this much, what's the question? Have you got a tricky one?
Do you know what? Let's keep it America focused. What is the name of the new app that people can use to get through customs in Shannon Airport and Dublin Airport a little bit quicker if you're going to the United States this year?
I hope you were paying attention earlier on. We discussed it a little bit earlier on the show. Okay, so super. If you know the name of that app, you can text that with your name and your details to 087-188-0008, and we're going to be calling our winner on Tuesday, as always. We do it every week, and that is to win return flights to Chicago on United with thanks to Shannon Airport and Tropical Sky.ie. Thanks so much, Sarah. Chat to you soon.
Thanks a million, Trina.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed and Tropical Sky. Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond. Flying from Shannon Airport with Tropical Sky.ie.